Friday, it has not lost any of its drones, denying United States reports that a U.S. warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has the latest information.
Trump said the USS Boxer took defensive action after an Iranian drone close to within 1,000 yards of the warship and ignored multiple calls to stand down. But the Iranian military says all its drones returned safely to their bases and denies there was any confrontation with the U.S. vessel. Trump blamed Iran for provocative and hostile action and said the U.S. responded in self-defense.
That was the AP's Zaria Shackley. President Trump says the incident is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters. Iran shot down a U.S. drone last month that it says was flying over U.S. territory, over its territory. Officials say a blast at a university in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, has killed two people and wounded 10 others. Police say the explosion Friday was located near the entrance to Kabul University. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the incident in Kabul, where both the Taliban and Islamic State terrorist group are active. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec says cities along the U.S. East Coast will have a very hot weekend.
It looks like it will be three hot days, especially along the East Coast, where the high temperatures will be near 100 degrees in the major metropolitan areas from Washington up to Boston.
Temperatures in the Northeast and Midwest are already high and are expected to climb to record-breaking numbers during the weekend. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where record temperatures will be set Saturday. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has decided to stop testifying at a public inquiry into state corruption. Zuma's lawyers said Friday their client feels he has been questioned unfairly.
My client has instructed me that he will take no further part in these proceedings. He respected you. He still does. He respects this commission. But the commission does not seem to know its ground rules.
The former president has given testimony this week at the so-called State Capture Commission. Zuma has denied allegations of corruption, saying he was a victim of conspiracies to end his career, ruin his reputation, and kill him. Zuma was forced to resign from office last year by the ruling African National Congress Party after being implicated in numerous corruption scandals. Papua New Guinea's new prime minister has called on Australia Friday to set a deadline for relocating several hundred refugees and asylum seekers who have been stranded in the country since the closure of a migrant camp. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Manus Island Detention Centre closed in October 2017 after judges in Papua New Guinea said it was unconstitutional. About 450 former detainees remain on the island, in community housing or in the capital Port Moresby. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape wants senior Australian ministers to set a timetable for the men to be removed.
These are human beings we're dealing with. We can't leave them all hanging in space with no serious consideration to their future.
6 years ago, Australia started its policy of sending all asylum seekers caught trying to reach the country by sea to offshore camps on Manus Island and the tiny Pacific Republic of Nauru. They were told they would never be allowed into Australia, even as genuine refugees. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Marape is due to arrive in Australia Sunday on his first overseas trip as prime minister and will spend a week meeting with government officials. Reuters reports a man suspected of torching an animation studio and killing 33 people in Japan's worst mass killing in two decades carried out the attack because he believed his novel had been plagiarized, that according to the media on Friday. Japan's foreign minister summoned South Korea's ambassador Friday because South Korea has not entered arbitration to settle a dispute about World War II-era forced labor. Reuters reports Islamist militants have kidnapped at least one person working for an international aid organization, Action Against Hunger, in northeast Syria. Reuters citing sources Friday. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
The Voice of America. One, it's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.